the A's want to build a billion-dollar, 55-acre waterfront complex with a ballpark, condos, hotels, retail and commercial space, a theater, and open space. Oakland Vice Mayor Rebecca Kaplan has been adjusting the proposal to make sure it protects local residents from potentially rising housing costs.
We felt it was important to make a few amendments, and that includes the direction that the affordable housing proportion would be 35%. It includes that there needs to be anti-displacement services specifically, so not only money to build affordable housing or acquire existing housing, but also money for services, non-capital money, to protect tenants facing wrongful evictions or other situations that could cause displacement.
Kaplan also addressed one of the A's major objections, which was paying for off-site transportation infrastructure. She put forth a plan to pursue federal, state, regional, and countywide funds instead. Still, A's president Dave Cavill says the deal is unacceptable. Since the city first publicized its amendments on Friday, Cavill has said the A's will move to Las Vegas if their terms are not met.
From our perspective, you know, this is not a term sheet that works for the A's. We had a term sheet we originally proposed in April. We made significant concessions in that through the negotiating process. But, you know, the current term sheet as it's constructed and with its current language is not a business partnership that works for us.
If they leave Oakland, the A's would be the third major sports team to do so in recent years after the Warriors and the Raiders. Almost all parties want the team to stay, but residents and city council members have raised major concerns about the project, such as traffic, parking, and pollution. The Longshoremen's Union and the Union Pacific Railroad say it presents safety issues and could inhibit the Port of Oakland's operations. But construction laborers and stadium workers say it will bring new jobs and protect their existing jobs. The city emphasized that its vote is only one step in an ongoing process. If the A's stay at the negotiating table, the project will still need to comply with an upcoming environmental impact report and seaport compatibility measures. For now, the city council, if not necessarily the A's, is ready to move forward.
And the motion passes with a vote of 6 ayes, 1 abstention, 5, and 1 no, Gaia.
Thank you all. This marks a very important point for Oakland, the A's, and this project, and it is the beginning of, I believe, the 8th inning.
For KPFA, I'm Catherine Monahan in Oakland.